So next Sunday night, obviously, we won't have a Shia here. Next Sunday night is Rosh Hashanah. And we will all be standing Yom Adin V'Harachamim Lefnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu Melech HaMishpot. Today's Shia, second half of the Shia, will be in Yonah the Yom and Yonah Rosh Hashanah. But this is our last Shia in Shnas Tov Shia in Ayin Hei, and this will be the culmination. We will finalize the Sogya of Prozbul. So right next to the door, there are two new Kinsasim that came out. One is Kovitz Zarkeru on Prozbul and Shmitas Ksofim, and the other is on the Minig of Simonim Rosh Hashanah, the various different Simonim. Chazal teach us Simona Milsa, so we start the new year with Simona Tova. After dealing two Shiurim with the concept of Shemitah Sofim on one hand and Prozbul on the other, what we will primarily be discussing tonight is the formulation of the Prozbul, analyzing and understanding the document, the two different basic approaches to the document of Prozbul, and my opinion in this matter. So in our kuntres, right at the beginning of the kuntres, on two sides of the same page, we have the Prozbul used by Reb Shmuel Salant, who was the Rav of Keilas Ashkenaz in Yerushalayim, going back more than 100 years. And on the other page, the other Prozbul formulated by the Chikrei Leiv, also used in Yerushalayim going back more than 100 years. So the Mishnah, Perek Yud Masechet Shviyas, when the Mishnah gives the basic structure and formula and idea of Prozbul, Mosrani lochem ployni veployni adayonim v'mokem ployni shekol choyv sheyeshli she'egveno b'kol eis sheyirtzer. And the Mishnah says, v'o'edem choysmen melamato oy hadayonim. Either the Dayonim could sign or the Eidim. So the Prozbul used by Reb Shmuel Salant, and I am reading the actual Prozbul, B'moisef ploset beidina kachoda avina. We three Dayonim sat together, V'bolafoneinu harav proni alamoni, V'amalanu hen shonazo shnasa shviyaz, Kol choyv sheyeshli she'egveno b'kol eis. That is the formulation of Reb Shmuel Salant. Naturally, at the bottom of the page, there are room for three signatures. Because if the formulation of this ksuba starts off, b'moisef tlose beidoina kechoda avine, then obviously you need three dayonim. There are three signatures. The other prozbul is the prozbul of the Chikrei Leiv, starting off, Befoneinu Eidem Hachasumi Mato Bo Ploini Almoini V'Omer Lanu. And he declared before us, I have loans and I intend to collect the loans. So obviously, we should have room for two signatures. But at least the Prozbul formulated by me, there are room for three signatures. Why would that be? Do we have Dalat Chalke Shechen Orch here? It would be extremely useful if I could get the first volume, the first chelik of Choshe Mishpot, if it's anywhere around here. Seven Samach Zayin and Choshe Mishpot. All the halachas of Shemitah's Ksofim. There are two different seifim which deal with the question, who is qualified to serve as a Beis Din regarding Prozbul? And what is the basic formulation of Prozbul? Sif Yud Ches and Sif Chof Aleph. And Sif Yud Ches and Mechad Arayt. Ein Kois V'Prozbul, Elo B'Fnei Beis Din Choshuv, B'Kiyin B'Din, V'Yoidim Inyan Prozbul V'Shmitas Ksofim, V'Himchum Rabim Aleihem M'Bnei Ha'ir. So actually the Shulchan Aruch gives us three different criteria. Beis Din Chosh. Should be a recognized Chosh of a Beis Din. They need to be thoroughly versed in the halachas of Prozbul and Shmitas Tzofim, but they also need to be b'kiyam b'din generally, Talmidei Chachamim. And the third condition is, Imchum Rabim Aleihem Mibnei Ha'il. In Eretz Yisrael and in America, quite commonplace, a person dreams by night, gets up in the morning and decides, he's at Rosh Bezin. Takes two of his friends from Kollel, they open up a new basement. But regarding Kruz, but according to the Shit of the Mechaber, it needs to be a basin which is recognized by the townspeople, by the residents, by the community. Himchum Rabim Aleihem Mipnei Ha'ir. So the Mechaber follows in the footsteps of the Rambam, but the Rambam uses far more extreme language. And the Rambam writes, saying, Koizvim Pruzbul, Eilu Bifnei Beisin, Chachomim Biyoiso. They need to be extreme, Talmidei Chachomim. That is the formulation of the Rambam. Kemorev Ami Verev Asi. And that is the Gemara Shmuel, first generation of Amirom, one of the greatest Amirom. Shmuel says that the Beisin of Pruzbul needs to be a basin choshev kerev ami veremasi da alime la afkue memoino. Last week we discussed the concept of Pruzbul. And we said Pruzbul, according to most Lushoinim, is based on the idea of Hefka, based in Hefka. So it needs to be a basin choshev. And according to the Rambam, basin shel chachomim gidoilim biyoiso. So the Rambam does not, the Shulchanuch doesn't quote those words. He doesn't quote that formulation. But he does write, Beizn Choshuv, Bekiyim Bedin, Ubeinyan Apruzbol, Vehimchum Rabim Aleyem Mepinei Ha'iyo. The Ramo comments on this Shulchan Aruch, V'yeshoyimim, the Koizv Apruzbol, V'kol Beizdin, V'yesh Lo'okel B'zman Hazeh. So the Ramo says, no, it doesn't have to be such a very special Beizdin. Koizv Apruzbol, V'kol Beizdin. And the Ramo follows in the footsteps of the Rosh. The Rosh rejects the Rambam's opinion, and the Rosh says, we don't need Kerev Ami Verev Asi. We don't need a basin of Chachomim Gidoilim B'yoysa. And the Rosh quotes the Beinu Tam, first quoted in Tosis. Tosis brings the Beinu Tam, Kosav Pruzbul, because the Beinu Tam maintained that we need basin Choshev Shebedol. The Beinu Tam doesn't mean basin hachi chashuv bedor. He doesn't mean the greatest basin in the generation. There is only one greatest basin of the generation. Now, we don't expect Kol Beis Yisrael to come and write Pruzbul before that basin. He means a basin choshuv lefi hador. And everybody knows the famous statement coined by Chazal, Yiftach bedoiroi kishmur bedoiroi. What Rabbeinu Tam means to be mechadish, we need a basin choshev shebet doyo. We cannot expect any basin to be like Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, who are two of the greatest Amiron. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we need a basin choshev lefi hador. So Tosfos and the Rosh quote Rabbeinu Tam, but still that would be a problem, because that would mean we need a really important, significant, recognized, and a basin that is held with high esteem, and only they are qualified to write a Pruzbul. However, the Rosh, after quoting Rabbeinu Tam, makes another argument. Shmuel is the Amoreh that says we need a basin choshuv, the alim elav kui mimoini. But in the continuation of the sugya, the Gemara says, Rabbonin de peravashi maslim milayu adodim, the Chachma HaYeshiva, the Talmidim of Rav Ashi, actually, first of all, they didn't write a Pruzbul. It was oral. Masni Milaya Idoda. But they each made a Pruzbul before their friends. Reuben made a Pruzbul before Shimon. Shimon made the Pruzbul before Reuben. Masni Milaya Idoda. So the Rosh argues that this shit in the Gemara argues against, he doesn't accept the ruling of Shmuel. We do not need a based in Choshev. And obviously the Ramo follows in the footsteps of the Rosh, saying, you could write a Pruzbul before any basin. Any basin is qualified to serve as a basin regarding Hilchas Pruzbul, and you don't need a special basin. And that is the reason the Ramo paskins, the Kaisen Pruzbul, the Kol Beisdin, So I do not think it is coincidental that Shmuel Salam was an Ashkenazi, and he was the Rav LeKormak Hailois Ashkenazim. Up to this day, the Eid HaCharedes officially is Beit LeKormak Hailois Ashkenazim B'Yerushalayim. So the Shmuel Salam followed in the footsteps of the tradition of Ashkenaz, according to the Namo Kaisvim B'Kol Basin. And therefore, you need to take three people, and they could sign the Moisef Tosa Bedina Kachoda Havina Vabola Paneno Ploini Almoini, and we accepted this plausible from him. Chikalev, one of the great poiskim of the Sephardic community, following in the footsteps of the Beis Yosef. And according to the Beis Yosef, there are very clear criteria. It has to be a Beis Nechoshe. They have to be Boki Bedin, generally Boki Bedin, and they have to be thoroughly versed in Dine Puzvan and Shmita Sofim, and they need to be a Beis Nechoshe, Chum Ravim, Aleyev, Mebnei Ha'ir. So you can't use the same three people you use for Toros Nedorim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and write a principle before them according to the Beis Yosef. And that is why the formulation of the Chiklelev is based on Eidus. And the one that writes the Prozman and signs the Prozman signs it before Adam, and he declares before them that I am Moiser, my Storis, and my Chovis, to Basin, Ploini, Almoini. The Basin is not present. You people that I am making this declaration before you and signing the Prozman in your presence, you are not the Basin. You are merely Adam. You are Adam that I am signing the Prozman and transferring my loans to the Beis Din specified, named in the Prozbul. So this is not coincidence. The Sephardim should use the Prozbul of the Chikrei Lev, because they cannot take just any three people for a Beis Din. According to the Beis Yosef, that won't work. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, following in the tradition of the Ramah, they could take any Beis Din. And therefore, that is the formulation of Rav Shmuel Salam. So obviously, as you could all guess by now, I am of pure, I have a pure Ashkenazi background. So why do I use the ksuba of the Chiklelev, the Prozbul of the Chiklelev? Because even the opinion of the Rosh, some of the greatest authorities, the Radbaz, Chelek Dalet Siman Kufay, the Radbaz writes, even according to the Rosh, we need Major Talmid HaChachamim. Because the Rosh's opinion is based on the Gemara, Rabbonim, Deberev, Ashi, Masri, Milayu, Adode. We can only assume that the Rabbonim of Berev, Ashi, going back 2,000 years, the Talmidim of Rav Ashi probably were great Talmid HaChachamim and they knew what they're doing. Shuvat HaMabit, Chelik Bey, Simen Pei Aleph. The Mabit argues that even according to the Rosh, we need a recognized basin in the community that fits in with Rabbeinu Tam, basin Choshev Shebedor, doesn't really make sense according to the argument number two of the Rosh, which is Rabbonin de Beiravashi. It would seem that when the Gemara says Rabbonin de Beiravashi Masne Milaya Ahadoda, it doesn't mean the members of Ravashi's basin, but rather Chachmei HaYeshiva. So we don't know. Maybe those Chachmei Yeshiva also participated in the Basin of Rav Ashi. But according to the Mabit, even if we do not accept the stringent ruling of the Rambam, but still we need a Basin that is recognized in the community. And therefore I think that the formulation of the Chiklelev is more acceptable than the formula of Rav Shmuel Salant, which indicates that you three people signing on my Prozbul, you are the Beis Din to whom I give over my chovus. So the So the Ramah is based on the Rosh. The Radbaz and the Mabit argue, even according to the Rosh, you don't need a Beis Din choshuv. It could be called Beis Din, but maybe the Ramah means a Beis Din, not three people ad hoc. We need a Beis Din. So the Ramah says you don't need a Beis Din Choshev, you don't need a Beis Din Shehim Chum Rabbe Malayim, but still you need a Beis Din. The Radbaz has a different argument, and the Rebbe says we might not need a basin, but you need Talmid HaChachamim, not just any three people. So if we accept the formulation of the Chiseleif, why do we have three signatories? Which brings us to an interesting sif, the other sif in Shulchan Aruch, which deals with the structure of the Prusbul. And I am quoting Sif Chof Aleph in Siman Samach Zayin Achoy Shemishpot. Yesh mi shechosa vinyan shtar prizvul kachu. Hoy lechamal ve'esel gimel eidim. Gimel eidim, which would seem strange. Well, the Torah does say, al pi shnayim eidim, oy shloishu eidim, yokum dovor. But in Malkus Daf Hey, there's a discussion in the Mishnah. Im shnayim, why does the Torah say shloishu? Makis shloishu l'shnayim. Various halachas, but everybody knows that the requirement is two eidim, whether it's dina momenus or dina nefoshos or anything. No testimony in the Torah requires more than shnei eidim. So how do we understand the first line in Sif Chof Aleph? Yesh mi shekosa vinyan shtar prus vel kachu hoylech hamalva eitzel gimel eidim v'yesh oimrem afilu shnayim v'oimer. Habu alei sahadi v'chozi danu mesar v'pruzbul kamei gimel d'yonim d'inun ploini v'ploini v'ploini ad'yonim shebamokam ploini. So it is obvious, this is the formulation of the Chikre Leif. He is made before Eidim. And what does he tell these Eidim? I want you to bear testimony that I give my chayvis to ploini v'ploini hadayonim shibamokoim ploini, and those dayonim aren't present right now. V'daylo im yachtemu bo oisam hu eidim. V'ichas me beidayoni tfei mali v'ein sorach sham eidim. So what does he mean, daylo im yachtemu oisam hu eidim? The two or the three. If Dayonim were Chasmen, well, that would be even better. Which Dayonim? Other Dayonim? Or the Dayonim mentioned in the Prusbul? Well, the last line doesn't fit in with the essence of this Sif. But we do find in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber quotes from the Baal HaTrumas, one of the Rishonim, Gimel Eidim. Why would we need three Eidim? So in Minchas Osho, Shavuos, Siman Nun Aleph, once again, in the new kuntres that we have right there, Darka Heroa, Dinei, Shmita Sofim and Prozvol, I wrote, and I already backtrack on what I wrote in this kuntres. It was just printed on Friday, and I already have different ideas. Kachi Darko Sholtoi. So what I argued and what I wrote last year, Minchas Osho on Shavuos, and a short while ago, reprinted in Koivitz Dach Gairo and Shmitz's Sofim. So what I wrote was this. The Rashbo maintains, twice, Shuvas HaRashbo, Semen Shin Yud Gimel, in Chela Gimel, and in Chidush HaRashbo, and Gittin Daf Lamed Vov, the Rashbo maintains, that you cannot write a prusbul and be mezaki your shtoros and choivis to a basin that is not present. You need to come before the basin and say, you are the dayanim to whom I wish to transfer my loans, and I want you to give me the authority to collect that money. So according to the Rashba, the prusbul must be signed by the dayanim in the presence of the dayanim, and the Baal Chayv, the lender, must appear before the basin. That is the opinion of the Rashba, which renders the Chikre Leif's Prusbul invalid. Because if he just testifies before Eidim, and he lets them know that I want to have authority of basin ploini, v'ploini, v'ploini, at the yonim shivamokam ploini, but they aren't present right here, that would not be a valid prusbul. So the Rashba is a das yochid, and his opinion It's not Nifsech and Shulchan Aruch, but we do want to have a kosher prusvel according to the Rashba. And therefore, on one hand, we want to be choshish to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that you need a base in choshuv. And therefore, we prefer the formulation of the Chikrei Leif. You three people sitting right here in shul, Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning, you're not the base in which I wish to take advantage of. But on the other hand, we also want to be choshish to Shittas HaRashba, that the lender has to appear before the Beis Din that gives him the authority to collect his money, and therefore we sign three dayonim. But that would be as if it's a prusvel al tanai. If the Beis Yosef and the Rambam are right, that we need a Beis Din choshev, then I want you to be eidim. If the Rashba is right, that a prusvel is valid only if the malva appears before the base, then I want you to be the yoni. But that is nowhere to be found, this stipulation, this denied in the ksuba used throughout the generations. So, no. According to the Rashba, you don't need a base in the choshev. But even if we are choshish to one aloha of the Rashba, not necessarily we could be choshish to the other. The problem is, it is impractical and impossible that everybody should come before a Beis in Choshev Shehim Chum Rabbi Mibnei Ya'ir. It also probably was not the minig, but it would be very impractical if hundreds of thousands of people will have to come Erev Rosh Hashanah or a day or two before Rosh Hashanah and sign a prusvel before very few Botei Din. And therefore the common minig is that you take three people. So either they're the Basin or they're Aidim. So Rabbi Yoshi, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, by the last Shemitah, really formulated a new prusvel, and in that prusvel, it is specified. If the Aloch is not in accordance to the Rashba, then I want my Chovis to be transferred to the Basin of the Eid HaRedis, or my Basin, or another Basin, some Basin Choshuv. But if the halakha is in accordance to the Rashba, and I need to appear before the Beis Din, then I want you three people that are signing on my ksuba to be the Beis Din. I generally don't like new formulations and new shtoros. I think basically we should rely on the chachma and the wisdom and the insight of our predecessors and previous generations. So we already find in Shulchan Aruch that you need three Eidim. And in Shulchan Aruch, we also find the basic formula of prusvel. Maslani lechem ploni, v'ploni adiyon and ploni. We do not find it tonight. Up to Rav Eliashiv's ksuba, 7 years ago, we have many, not the ksuba, but the prusvel. So somehow I'm speaking about ksuba. After Rav Eliashiv's prusvel, 7 years ago, we have very many prusvels formulated by Gedolei Yisrael, and nowhere do we find a stipulation or a tnai in the ksuba. Either your basin or in the prusvel, either your basin or your eidim. And therefore, I think, no, this is very unreasonable. It is also unreasonable because if the three signatories are the basin, well, that contradicts what is previously stated in the prusvel. Because in the basic, the gufa prusvel and the basic text of the prusvel, the person declares that he wants to transfer his chovis to another Beis Din, and not the three that are signed. And therefore, it would be very confusing, very unreasonable to have three people sign either Eidim or Dayonim. But how do we understand the concept of three Eidim? Furin v'tumim, Simon Sanach Zion. Maybe some of you are familiar with the Urim V'Tumim. Rabbi Yonah Sanaitis was one of the greatest sages 300 years ago. And yesterday was the Yorzeit. Schusoi Togen Oleinu. And most of his Sforim, primarily his two greatest works, Chayisi Replacing Yerodea, Urim V'Tumim, and Choshen Mishpot. The structure of the Sefer is a Perasha Kotzor, which is more or less Likutei Halachos. That is a Chayisi and Yerodea and the Urim and Choshen Mishpot. And then there's a lengthy commentary in which he goes into his Gewaltige Pilpul, and that is the place here in Yoredei and the Tumim and Choshe Mishpat. Urim Sif Koten Mem Aleph, the Perisha Kotzo and Lo Perisha Oruch. The Tumim argues a very interesting argument, and it is so typical because he was a Gewaltige Baal Pilpul. I remember as a young Bocher, I learned Choshe Mishpat, I learned Hilchas Eidus, and I finished Hilchas Eidus with Iksois and the Nesivis, and I was very, very proud of myself. And I went into my great Rebbe, the Kloisenberg Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Lavrocha, and I told him, I just finished Hilchos Seidus with Iktsois and the Nesivis, and I would be very happy if the Rebbe gives me a fair. So he looks at me, and he says, who told you to learn the Iktsois? Gaila and the Mkine. So he told me, go, I want you to learn the Tumim. He almost threw me out of his room. I should learn the Tumim. Took another month or two, and I came back, and I said, okay, this time I want you to fair me on the Tumim. But, you know, in today's yeshiva's world, nobody learns Tumim. But everybody learns Ktsois and Nesivos. Who doesn't learn Ktsois and Nesivos? So the Tumim comes up with an interesting idea. And he deals with the sugya of Mepien velo Mepi Ksava. The Rishonim deal with the sugya twice in Shas, Yevom Samad Aleph and Ksuvus Chof Aleph. The Gemara says, Adam must testify Mepien. They must give oral testimony before the Beis Din. Written testimony is not acceptable, al pi halacha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, sometimes it is. But we won't go into this sugya at great length. I'm just mentioning it because I want to say what the Urim has to say regarding the concept of three Adam signing a prusbul. So the Tumim asks, the Baal Amor, quoted by the Ktsois, Choshe Mishpot, Lamed Ches, very Choshe Mishpot Chof Ches, quoting the Baal Amor in Yevamot Lamed Aleph. If Adam cannot testify in a written form, only orally, so what validity do all our shtaras have? Shtar is invalid unless signed by Adam, but written testimony has no significance. So the Baal Amor says, shtar is different. Shtar is not like testimony. Testifying before Beis Din must be orally, but a shtar is a different concept. What defines a shtar? Das HaNeschayev. And that is a very famous Baal Amor. Adam that are mayed on a shtar, signing a shtar, they do not testify as of what is stated in the shtar. Adam signed on a shtar halavoa do not testify that Mr. A lended $1,000 to Mr. B, because the shtar halavoa is actually written and signed before the money is transferred. The one that writes the shtar halavoa is the loiva. And when the malva gives him money, he gives the malva the shtar. So when the Adam signed that shtar, they did not see the transfer of money. So what do they testify? That the loiva properly wrote the shtar, that the shtar was written and signed, midas ha-mischayev. So the Tumim asks, but a prusbul is signed, shalom midas ha-mischayev. Mi mischayev al yidei prusbul. Who is the one that has benefit? The malva. Who is the one that bears liability? By the prusbul, that's the loiva. But the prusbul is signed without the loiva's consent. So that would have a problem of mepien velo mepiksavo. Because if the Baal Amor argues that the validity of a signed shtar is because the shtar was formulated midas ha-mischayev, prusbul is not signed midas ha-mischayev. Mi shemitchayev aladei prusbul zeh aloiva. And we do not ask for his consent. He doesn't even need to be aware that the malva wrote a prusbul or did not write a prusbul. And therefore, according to the Baal Amor, we have a problem of Pien Velo Mepiksavo. And that is why we sign three people, they should serve a Beis Din. If the halacha is in accordance to the Baal Amor, they should be a Beis Din. Once again, so we, according to the Tumim, once again, this is a prusbul al tanai. If the halacha is in accordance to the Baal Amor, then you should be a Beis Din. You shouldn't be Adam. If we are the Beis Din, then are we the Beis Din or the other people mentioned in the prusbul? The same problem as we have with Rabbi Yosef's prusbul. And therefore, who emes yoyre darkly. And I think we need to learn this halacha with the Bir Hakra. As we all know, the Goan was like one of the Rishonim. That was his Derech HaLimud. Taking back the Derech HaLimud, L'Teferes Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim, and the difficulty with the Gro is that he writes so bekitzur, but I'm quoting the Bir Hakra on this very same sif. When the Mechaber says that we sign three Eidim in the Prusbul, V'yesh Oimrim Afilu Rishnayim. So the Goan quotes the source of this halacha in Gittin Lamed Beis. And I'm quoting the Loshon of the Goan. The Svara Rishayin is Svira Lei. Hani Mili, Kishamoyse Lifnei Beis Din, V'ha Beis Din Lifneihem. When the Beis Din is present, and the person makes his declaration in the presence of a Beis Din, then it is enough if two Eidim sign the Prisbul. That the Yonim don't have to sign. He is Moisesh Teroys of Le Beis Din. But the document could be signed by two Eidim. Aval Khan, She'ein Moisesh Rach Lefnei or Eidim Belvad, but if the Beis Din is not present, and the only ones that are present are the Eidim, Sorech Shloisha, Kemo Bifnei Beis Din. It is clear to me that according to the Gro, there's no Tanai. Maybe you're Eidim, maybe you're Beis Din. Of course you're Eidim. Of course you're Eidim. The Reish of the Prusbul proves that you're Eidim. I mean the Shulchan Aruch writes. How does he define the Prusbul? Hoylech Amal Ve'etzel Gimel Eidim V'yeshoim Rem Afil Shnayim. So the question is, do we need three Eidim or two Eidim? But they're Eidim. They're not the Yoni. So why do we need three? So the Goan says, if the Yonam are present, you could get away with two Eidim. But if the Yonam aren't present, then you need three Eidim, Kamo Bifnei Beis. So Sam Velo Pirish. My understanding of the Goan, and I think there's no other way to learn the Alatrumis and the Shulchan Aruch. Never do we find a Prusbul with a Tanai, with a stipulation. And therefore, the two previous approaches, whether it's the Tumim or it's Rav Yosef, what I wrote, actually, in my Sefer and in the Kuntres, no, I don't think that's reasonable. The way I understand the Goan is, at the end of the day, Prusbul is a Takona. And Takonas, by their very nature, have a certain tfus, a certain structure. And we cannot deviate from that structure. When we're dealing with Svoras, then Svora reigns supreme. Va'akolafia inyan, akolafia svara. When we're dealing with Takonis, we need to perform that Takona in the exact way it was formulized and formulated by the Metakne HaTakonis. And because the basic idea and structure of Prusbul, as we made clear the previous year, is based on Moshe's Torah of the Beis Din. And ultimately, we need a Beis Din. Whether the Beis needs to be present or it does not need to be present, but we need a Beis Din. And therefore, even though Al Pi Halacha, the Beis Din does not have to be present. We need to testify before Eidim that we intend to be Moisesh Teroys of the Beis Din Pliny. But we need three people that look like a Beis Din, as if a Beis Din. And that was Takonas Hillel. Either those three people are sitting here and they accept my Shtoros, and in that case, the three don't have to sign. Two Eidim could sign. But if the Beis Din isn't here, and the person writing the Prusbul is not in the presence of the Beis Din, in that case, we need three Eidim. Three, because that is the number of the Yonim in a Beis Din, even though they're not a Beis Din, they're Eidim. But we need three people. Kemo, Bifnei, Beis Din, that is the interpretation of the Gro. It's a big Kiddush, but there's no other way to understand this Shita. And therefore, in the Prusbul that I use, on one hand, I use the formulation of the chikre leiv because I want my ksuba, my prusbo, to be acceptable to Sfarim and Ashkenazi. I don't want to have an Ashkenazi prusbo. In my shul, in my shiurim, basis all comes together. So I don't want an exclusive prusbo that is good for Ashkenazim but not good for Sfarim. And I don't want to deal with two different prusbos. So the prusbo formulated, signed by Aiden, is good for everyone. But the small ant prusbo, which is signed by the Yonim, wouldn't be valid according to the Bis Yosef, who demands a base nechoshev, shehim chumra b'maleim, b'kiyim b'din. And therefore, I prefer the prusbo signed by Aiden. But I do sign three Aiden, according to the Shitan Shulchan Aruch and to the Bala Tumah, so you need three Aiden. I do not insert or include Itnai because I don't think that is Kavonah Sedevorim. And Itnai is extremely unreasonable and problematic. Doesn't make sense in the formulation of the Prus, but on one hand, he is Moisesh Teresiv LeBezin Pliny, and then, so it's a Suffolk Aiden, Suffolk Dayonim. So I would accept the understanding of the Goan in this Sif. The three signatories are Adam and not Dayon. So this is regarding the basic structure and formula of the various different prusbols, and as I made clear why I prefer the prusbol of the Chikra Leiv as clearly stated in the contest that we have right here. This Friday, I had an interesting shayla from Mexico City, from the Dayanim in Mexico City. And they were very concerned about an unpleasant experience they had in the past. So in the past, as many different places in the Jewish world, South America, unlike North America or Eretz Yisrael, a great many Jews belong or affiliated with the Orthodox community. And many of them are not Shomer Torah at all. But they are affiliated with the community. Some of them come Yom Kippur, some of them come Yom Neron. Some of them primarily are Jews when it comes to the basic chorus. Everybody in his own level. And many of the wealthy Jews are not necessarily observant. And years ago, previous Shmittas, most of them didn't sign a prusbo. And there were some people that had major, major business dealings, and they had loans for millions of dollars. And the other party, not necessarily firmer than the lender, the borrower is not necessarily firmer than the lender, but when being firm could save you $10 million, everybody is firm. So the borrower inquired in the office of the basin whether his benefactor signed a prusbo. And when it was pointed out to him that he did not sign a prusbo, then he said, okay, then Shmita Sofim, I don't have to pay this loan. And it came before the Basin, and Basin Paskin, yes, well, Shmita Sofim, we Paskin Shmita Sofim, and they pattered the borrower from paying this loan. And it got out to the media, and it made a major, major fuss, and the Rabbonim considered it a great Chilul Hashem, that it came out in the media that an Orthodox basin, you know, annulled a loan, and they told the borrower that he doesn't have to pay a $10 million loan because the lender didn't sign a religious document, a prusbo. So did the Yonim ask whether there is any eitzah to enable the collecting of loans, even though the malvah did not write or sign a prusbo. Which brings us to a very interesting question. Could we formulate and sign a prusbo on the behalf of another person without his knowledge based on the halachic concept of Zochel Liyodom Shaloi Befonov? Well, it definitely is a schus for the malva. Whether could we write a prusbo for him based on the idea of Zochel Liyodom Shaloi Befonov? Most of you are unhappy with this concept, and I have no inkling why. What? Oh. So the Mahari Castro, 400 years ago, not related to Fidel Castro in any way, but but he was one of the greatest Gedolim 400 years ago, the Maharikash, Shalosh Teshuvos Ohel Yaakov. He argues that there is no even a din of shlichus regarding pusul. Only the Malva, and the Malva alone, he is entitled to write a pusul. He cannot make a shaliach. So this is a very broad sugya middle mimsin l'shliach. Most of the poskim rejected his opinion, and he's a das yochid. And Malva could definitely make a shliach to come before the basin and write a pusul. However, Zochin might be different. What? Oh, so there's a major machlokes in the Rishonim with the Shechiyah Tam Shlichus. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh maintain Shechiyah Tam Shlichus. The Ran and many other, primarily Gedolei Sfarad, Ramban, Rash, Moran, maintain Shechiyah Tam Shlichus. Shechiyah Tam Shlichus? So what is it? In Tosfos and Siman Kufei, there's a Plitas Kolomus. And even the greatest of Gedolim could write a Plitas Kolomus. I think it's a Plitas Kolomus. It says right that if Tzchi is not Matam Shlichus, it's Matam Yad. What does Tzchi have to do with Yad? Ma'akesh. I think the Tzoyis momentarily confused Tzugim Bova Metziah Dav Yud. Chotzer Mishim Shlichus Islaboy or Chotzer Mishim Yad Islaboy. Regarding Chotzer, it's either Shlichus or Yad. Tzchi is Chlokes HaShoyim. Is it Matam Shlichus or not Matam Shlichus? But nobody says Tzchi and Mishim Yad. She has nothing to do with Yad. Ma'akesh. If Shechiyah is not Matam Shlichus, what is Shechiyah? In my understanding, if Shechiyah is not Matam Shlichus, Shechiyah is the halacha misuyemes b'dinei hakinyoni. It is a seif behilchas mekach u'memkar. When a person makes a kinyon, he could make a kinyon for himself, he could make a kinyon for an other party. But it's a halacha misuyemes ach v'rak b'dinei hakinyonim. What is the source of Shechiyah? How do we know that there is a concept of Shechiyah? Chalukah sa'oras al yedei ha'nesiyim b'yamei Yehoshua ben Nun. And therefore, in that case, we're dealing with acquisition, with kinyonim. So if Shechiyah is not metam shlichus, Shechiyah is a se'if, a din in hilchas ha'kinyonim. So if Shechiyah not metam shlichus wouldn't work by Prusim. Prusim, we're not dealing with kinyon. We're dealing with a new concept, konin selav. There might be another reason, even if Shechiyah is metam shlichus, to invalidate writing a Prusim mishum Shechiyah. And this is an argument made by Rav Waldman and by Rabbi Tarrigan. Shechiyah lezeh, chav lachin. Who says by chav lachin there is no din of Shechiyah? Atoifes lebalchoyf, v'mokim shechav la'acheret. But maybe that is different. Atoifes lebalchoyf, v'mokim shechav la'acheret is only when there are two malvim. And you decide to take nechosim for Mr. A and not for Mr. B. They both are entitled to collect their money. So the Rosh writes in Gittin Daf Yud Aleph, v'lachat kol kaminei, liskos leponi, v'lochav l'armoni. But when a person is taken to Balchayv, the fact that it's Lachayvus Amalva or Lachayvus Aloyva is irrelevant because the Loyva has to pay. So that is irrelevant that it's Lachayvus Aloyva. It is only Chav Lachin if there's another Malva. So in our case, the Loyva has to pay. When we write the plausible, there still is a valid loan. So maybe that would be irrelevant that it's Lachayvus Aloyva. Bearing in mind that even after Shvius, Ruach HaKomem Noicha Emenu, and HaKomem do expect them to pay even if Shvius has transpired. And therefore, I'm not convinced that the problem with Shechiyah writing a Prusbel is because it's Lachoyvis HaLoyva. That might not be relevant. But that is one question. The other question is Shechiyah Lav Metam Shlichus? Obviously, it wouldn't refer to a Prusbel. Problem number three. Many achronim quote the name of the Ktzoyz HaChosh, Zochen Le'odom, Ein Zochen Me'odom. Even if it would be defined as a schus, Shechiyah wouldn't work taking money out of one's possession. And one of the basic yesoides of the Prusbel is that the Malva is machne karka to every one of the loivim because Ein Koisven plausible, ela al mi shiyesh lo karga. So that would be a problem of zochen me'odam. So many achronim quote this yesoid from the k'tzois reish mem gimel ches. I don't think that's the kavanah of the k'tzois. But the one that did formulate this idea, zochen le'odam v'loy zochen me'odam, is the Bais el Charav. Shalos Shuvasemik Yoshua, Simon Chof Aleph. So there are various arguments against zochen. I don't think all these arguments are very convincing. But in my opinion, the biggest problem is takona. And a takona must be similar, and it must resemble the takona as formulated by mitakne ha-takona. And the Mishnah says that the Malva comes before Beis Din, and the Malva has to declare, Mosrani lechem ployni v'ployni adayonim. And I feel the shliach of the Malva is just as well. But if the Malva isn't present, Zochen liyodem shaloi v'fonav, in my opinion, Solachi and Godel. Not because of the three arguments dealing with the basic sugya of Zochen. Above and beyond the sugya of Zochen, the problem is, Plusville is a takon. And in as such, I don't think we could write a Plusville with a totally different formulation. Not Mosulani Lachem, but rather, we write a Plusville for the Malva without his awareness, without his knowledge. Tzorchim Godel Beinai. The Yafal Pikein, my sack, to the Rabbonim that turned to me was, they should write a Plusville Medin Zochen, because after all, many Gedolim feel that we could write a Plusville without the knowledge of the Malva Medin Zochen. That is the psak of two of the greatest halachic authorities of our day and age, Zecher Tzadikim Lavrocha, Harav Osman Shaivet Alevi, and Harav Ovadi Yosef, and Chazon Avadi, and Shemit Avi Yoival. My opinion is different, but my opinion isn't thoroughly and totally definitive. My feeling is it's a takana, and it must be similar to the formulation of the Mishnah. So, three asoidas, bearing in mind that on Chutz La'aretz, hundreds of years, people were at Noik Shmita's Sofer, as I mentioned in a previous year. The Rosh, the Ma'arik, the Ma'arel, the Tumas Adeshin, the Ramo, that spans 300 years, and it spans the entire continent of Europe. And that was Olam HaTorah, going back hundreds of years. From Barcelona to Germany to France to Poland, to Krakow and Poland, nobody knew of Shmita's Ksofim. And all the Rishonim come up with different ideas to be Miyashim Mene Yisrael. So the Poskim definitely Paskin Shmita's Ksofim is Noyeg, but we cannot totally ignore the fact that most of the Rishonim did come up with different interpretations to be Miyashim Mene Yisrael Mene Kuslas, that they weren't Noyeg Shmita's Ksofim. So bearing in mind that there is a certain degree of doubt whether Shmita's Sofim is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz, and formulating a Plusville Medin Zochen Yodem Shaloi V'Fonav. My personal opinion is that Chavarot and corporations don't need a Plusville. Min Chatosha Shalosh Tshuvas Chelek Aleph, I made my opinion clear that corporations don't have an Issel of Ribbis. Dinei HaTorah don't refer to corporations, only to individuals. And I think a public company, shareholders are not defined as bialim by halachic definition. So, on one hand, we cannot totally ignore the fact that for hundreds of years in Chutz La'aretz, the minhag was not to adhere to Shmita's Sofim. So I told that upon them to turn to me, they should write a Plusville, a general Plusville, for all the members of the community, Medin Zochen Yodem Shaloi V'Fonav, and if the insiders will come after Shmita, they could paskin to override Shmita's Ksofim and to rely on the Plusville formulated by the Din of Zochen Yodem Shaloi V'Fonav to prevent the Chilul Hashem. I think there is something intrinsically wrong with a person that himself is not medaktik b'mitzvahs, but he does want to take advantage of Shemitah's Ksofim just to have the upper hand and just to get away from paying the loans that he properly took, especially when Chazal do expect everyone, So this culminates our discussion on Shemitah's Ksofim, because after Yom Tov, the sugya will basically no longer be as relevant. And Gesinntheit, yes, we should continue this discussion together with all of you.
What about cross-national
love? Is
that Shana?
Why? Why not?
For which love?
That is a very good question discussed in this kuntis. So our time is up, but if you do wish to learn the sugya, then yeah, the question is when the loiv is in Eretz Yisrael and the malv is in Chutz Laaretz. By the loiv, the year is over, Shemitah is over, so really Rosh Hashanah. And the malv wrote the puzzle in America, Erev Hashanah, in the afternoon. So do we say that the puzzle is valid? Because by the malv, he has still time to write the puzzle. Or could the loiv say, from my point of view, when you wrote the puzzle, there was no longer any loan, because Shemitah was over. It was 9 o'clock by night or 10 o'clock by night. Leil Rosh Hashanah. So my opinion is it all depends on the Malva. Because both the Esser and both the Loisess speak to the Malva and not to the Leil. The Leil might be the beneficiary of Shemitah's Sofim. But the Mitzvah is incumbent upon the Malva, and therefore it depends on the Shas HaShemitah Shel HaMalva and not Shel HaLeil. That is my basic opinion. So next week, at this hour, some of us will be home already. Some of us will still be in shul. Be'leil Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow morning, in a week's time, we will be hearing Kol Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah. And the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the first of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. After an entire month in which we tried to do our best. Chayde Shalom, Yemei Aslichas, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this, finally, we get there. Yemei Adin V'Harachah. And the biggest gula that we have in Rosh Hashanah is the shofar. So blowing of the shofar has two different interpretations. One is the famous Lamba. Writes the Rambam, Remez Yeshba, Keloima, Uri Yeshayim Mishim Aschem, Akitsu Nerdomim, Mitardem Aschem, Zichro Berechem, Chipsu Bemaseichem, Vechizu Bichuv. Elo Ashoichem, Esu Emes Baha.